Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Travis here. Glad that you could join. Today we're going to tackle some frequently asked questions that our client care team gets from our members. And it seems to ebb and flow a little differently every week. Maybe that's because of whatever emphasis we're putting on certain things in the classes that we do. But every week, well, there seems to be a theme of questions that's asked that are very similar. And our client care team assembles these, puts them together, and they've been asked to send them to me so that I can tackle them in some of these live broadcasts that we do. Because if you as a Shibboleth member are concerned about certain things, then I am too. So the more clarity we can bring, the more successful we can all be, the more successful you can be. So we're going to try to bring some clarity to some of these questions that we get on an ongoing basis. Because that, you know, part of what we try to do here is help people modify their behaviors. When people join a weight loss program like this, like Shibboleth, they're coming in with some perceptions that losing weight is going to be difficult. This is going to be like everything else. I haven't ever been successful before. I'm willing to try one more thing, but are you sure I'll lose weight with this program? We get a lot of that because of the perceptions, false perceptions, but perceptions are reality. The false perceptions people have when they start a new weight loss program. I get that many people have been duped and betrayed by weight loss programs and spent lots of money on them before. Hasn't worked out. So we're up against that when you join, because the first sign of confusion, the first sign of this is like anything I've done before, we can see members lose before they are quit before they ever even get started, and we don't want to see that occur. So we're going to take some of this stuff today, go through it, bring some clarity to it, or try to bring some clarity to it, so folks can be successful. But before we get started with these questions, these frequently asked questions, let me tell you a little bit about myself, about the program, and then we'll go from there. My name's Travis Martin. I've been doing this for about 20 years now. Before that, I had lived with weight issues. I was overweight, then I was obese, and then borderline morbidly obese. So I want to help people with that because I know what kind of damage that does. It does a lot of damage to one's spirit, one's psyche, one's emotional state, the positive prospects in life for them. It does a lot of damage, untold damage. It doesn't just do damage to your blood pressure, your cardiovascular system. It doesn't just do damage to your bones. It doesn't just do damage to your joints, your ligaments. It doesn't just do damage to your nervous system. It does damage on a spiritual level. It just untold damage, living year after year after year after year, overweight, obese, or morbidly obese. And you know, if it doesn't have to be that way, it doesn't have to be that way. There is a solution. Shibboleth, blessed be the name of the Lord, has cracked the code, found the solution to adult and childhood obesity. What this program did for me and what this program did for tens of thousands of others, it will do for every willing and wanting heart out there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why do you keep saying that? Well, because the chief cornerstone of this program is faith. It's faith. That's the chief cornerstone. Maybe every other program you've tried was a good program, but you didn't start right. And that means with the right foundation. And first and foremost, that is belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have that faith in the Lord, it's going to be real hard to believe that you can do all things like lose weight. But my Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You can and will lose weight with this program. If you start with Jesus and if you continue with Jesus, you can and you will lose weight. Everything you need is going to come from the local grocery store. Then we're going to teach you how to food combine it. Then we're going to teach you how to modify your behaviors so you can portion control it and live with Holy Spirit self-discipline. And then the weight's gone, and hey, we can move on to other things, other problems that we need to solve and resolve in our life. But this one, man, if you year after year you're dealing with this, if you start out every new year with a New Year's resolution that you need to lose weight, and then you don't make any progress toward those goals, well, it's time. It's time to draw a line in the sand, get it fixed. Come go with us. Come go with me. Come go with the Shibola family, and we'll do you good. Now, as the podcast continues on, if you have some unction from the Holy Spirit and you'd like to call in and ask questions or testify and try to touch somebody else that's out there listening that may need help, then call in. You call in. You can call in anonymously. You don't have to give me your name unless you want to. When I ask for your name, just say, "Hey, brother, I'd rather be anonymous." And that'll be fine. But just give us a call if the Lord gives you unction during this podcast. The call-in number, if you got something to write with, if you're driving, don't do that. But the call-in number is 929-477-1287. 929-477-1287. So we'd love to hear from you today, hear what's on your mind, hear what's on your heart, and try to reach people today collectively, together. I'm going to take another sip of Spark here. Y'all need some Spark. Shameless plug for a great drink. Advocare Spark. Love that stuff. Let's get started. So here's the frequently asked questions of the week, and they'll change every week. I always have, always will. Number one, somebody has signed up for the program and say, "How do I get started? I'm feeling overwhelmed with all of this information." I'm going to simplify that for you. You can't consume all of this information today. If you could, it would be a diet. It would be short-lived. You get bored with it really quick. The downside of the program, if you can call it a downside, is that there's never-ending amounts of nutritional and lifestyle information on the website. And we don't just say, "Here's the website, go read it. Go read it. Learn it for yourself." We don't do that. We make that information on the website come alive by also teaching the components and on the tools and resources in the website live on a daily basis. You can learn this stuff in your PJs. We can connect while you're sitting there at your home in your PJs. So we make it come alive. But it's going to take time. Now, certainly, you can digest it at your own pace, faster or slower. But we're going to make sure, too, that we're coming to you and opportunities for us to form a relationship together and connect with one another on a daily and weekly basis so that it just isn't words on paper to you or words on a screen, that you have a relationship with the ones who are putting this stuff together that are invested in you losing the weight. So when you start, you're going to be overwhelmed because it's so much information. If it were just a diet, you'd just get bored with it. So this is lots of information, but you still have to, in the beginning days, treat it kind of like a diet in that let's don't learn it all. Let's learn what we need to learn in the beginning. Number one, do one of two things right out of the gate. Either take your welcome email and come up with a one-week meal plan or schedule a mentoring appointment to come up with a one-week meal plan. You can do it yourself or we'll help you do it with all the information we sent. And you simply go on the website and schedule an appointment. You can go to a direct link, mentor.genbook, genbook.com, mentor.genbook.com, and schedule an appointment and get help with that meal plan if after reading the welcome email, you can't come up with that one-week meal plan. You mean you just give us a one-week meal plan? No, we give you endless, endless meal plans weekly. But that's how we start. That's how we start. We start with just what we need today. And the second thing you do is begin watching the daily doses. You watch the short 5 to 7 minute daily doses. And when you're done with those daily doses, about 2 hours of information, they're short 5 to 7 minute videos, and the sum total of them is probably about 2 hours. You watch the daily doses, you take the little test, you pass the test, you earn the badge. That signifies you know the basics. To us, it means success because we've got thousands and thousands of people that log into our website. They use it as a journal. They use it as a meal planner. They use it as a goal setter. Thousands use it as a food library and for a recipe library that help, you know, all these tools help you lose weight, all approved stuff. Some use it as a store. Lots of different features on the website. We have data. When folks log into the website and they don't watch the daily doses and earn the badge, they lose half as much weight as those who watch the daily doses. We've got three types of people. Those that never log in, I don't have data on those. Those that log in and those that actually watch the daily doses, take the test, pass the test, earn the badge. Those folks, same time frames, will lose twice, more than twice the amount of weight as those who do not watch the daily doses. So that's how you start, my friend. And anytime you get confused, mentor.genbook.com. Those types of one-on-one scenarios would cost you $100+ an hour anywhere else. We do it as a bonus to our members. We want to help you. We want to help you. We want you to be successful. We want you to live life and live it more abundantly. Next, how do I receive a pink t-shirt? Or why am I receiving the pink t-shirt? Well, we have a fast start program. We want people to get off to a fast start. And that fast start to us is you are journaling on the website. If you bite it, you write it, you hog it, you log it, you nibble it, you scribble it, you drink it, you ink it. You're journaling on the website and you lose 10% of your overall body weight because when you join, you'll fill out your profile and you'll put your initial weight in. Let's say mine's 200 pounds. And according to how we've got it set up, once that 200-pound person has journaled daily, and they lose 10% of their body weight, that would be for a 200-pound person, 20 pounds, they've earned the pink t-shirt. Now, we send out pretty small sizes. Not small, but sizes that we're all trying to get in to. You say, wow, well, that isn't really a perk. It is if you use the pink t-shirt the way we want you to use it, which is when it comes in, I mean, you're off to the fast start. When it comes in, you put this shirt on, and it's meant to be snug. This comes from my years of Travis emotionally abusing Travis is the reason we come up with this, because I always would wear clothes way too big for me to hide my flesh. And even after I lost all of my weight, it was a habit for me to wear clothing that made me look a lot, I didn't realize that, but it made me look a lot bigger than I was. So what we want folks to do is to take this snug shirt, put it on, and take another before picture. This shirt's going to be snug. But every week or two, keep it clean. Every week or two, put it back on and take another picture. And it is an amazing evolution that you see take place. Because after 6-8 weeks or so, if you've been dedicated, it's extreme motivation and inspiration to you, because you can see plainly in the pictures how that shirt that was snug in the beginning began to appear looser and looser and looser as time goes by and goes on. So it's an amazing inspirational piece if you use it the way we want you to use it. So take advantage of that Fast Start program. Try to earn that T-shirt and earn that Phase 1 badge right out of the gate. Before we go to the next question, I want to remind you today, feel free to call in if you've got a testimony on your heart, if you've got a question you'd like to ask. You can ask your question anonymously. If I ask your name when you call in and you want to remain anonymous, just say, "Brother, I'd rather remain anonymous," and that'll be fine. You may have a piece of wisdom you want to share. You may want to debate something. I'm all about getting in a debate with you. That'd be good. I may lose. I'd enjoy that if it's a reasonable debate. So give us a call today. If you just like to talk about how good the Lord's been, give us a call. 929-477-1287. 929-477-1287. Let's get to our next question. This is a good one. It comes up a lot. Can I mix multiple foods from the same category in the same meal? Let me repeat that. Let me put it in this way. Can I have more than one food from the same food group on one plate? In other words, if I'm putting a category 2 on my plate, do I have to just have broccoli, or can I have broccoli and asparagus? We get that question a lot, and it's a pretty simple answer. As long as your portion control is intact, you're eating off a 6-8 inch plate, or you're using the hand rule that we teach in class. Most categories, you can have as many different items from that category as you want, as long as you maintain that portion control. Example, chicken breast and broccoli is a category 1+2. Can you have chicken breast, broccoli, and mushrooms? That would be 2 category 2s. Absolutely. Well, that's pretty common sense, isn't it? You could have broccoli and asparagus, broccoli, asparagus, and mushrooms. Certainly. Everybody knows we're not going to get fat eating broccoli and asparagus. When's the last time you looked in the mirror and said, "I got to back away from the asparagus"? Not going to happen. So we kind of know that intrinsically. But what about with the meats and such? This one says, this example says, can I have chicken, broccoli, and mushrooms? A 1+2+2. Yes. Could I have shrimp, chicken, broccoli, and mushrooms? That would be a 7-1 and a 2-2. Yes. All that works. Can I have chicken breast, egg whites, broccoli, and mushrooms? Kind of like an omelet with some chicken in it. Yeah, you can do that. Here's the bottom line. Category 1s, Category 2s, Category 4s, Category 6, Category 7. You can mix as many on that plate as you want, as long as you observe your portion rules. Now, the more items you add, the more difficult it's going to be to observe the proper portion rule. But again, if you maintain your portions, you control the portion, I don't care how much of those categories you mix and match, it's not going to be a problem. Again, as long as you control the calories. And the more different foods we pull from, when we get past chicken and broccoli, and we start having shrimp, chicken, and broccoli, we start having shrimp, chicken, broccoli, and asparagus, you got to begin to really be careful with your calories, because you're going to tend to want a good portion of all of it, and the more items you're having, the less portion you can have of each of it, if that makes sense. But you're fine. You control the portion, you're fine. Now, category threes, complex carbs, potatoes, onions, carrots, things of this nature, long grain brown rice, approved pastas that are category threes. Those types of complex carbs, corn, we ask that you only choose during the weight loss mode, you only choose one item from that category if you're utilizing that category. So in other words, if I'm having chicken breast, broccoli, and corn, that's a good combination. That will control the fat bus and you'll lose weight. But what if you want chicken breast, broccoli, corn, and potato? We advise not to do that. And the reason that's not part of our program is more of a behavioral thing than it is a physiological thing. Example, the right portion of corn, if I'm measuring it, we don't do that. We use a portion plate or our hand rule. But if I'm measuring it, a quarter cup of corn is the right portion of corn if it's in the right combination. Well, if now I want to add potato too, I'd have to back down on the corn and have 2 tablespoons of corn, still 6 teaspoons, by the way, but 2 tablespoons of corn and 2 tablespoons of potato. And that ain't enough to get you started. And from a practical standpoint, I don't think that that's conducive to success for most people, because you're going to want more than 2 tablespoons of potato or 2 tablespoons of corn. If you could do that, go for it. But it's going to be best that you choose 1 complex carb during the weight loss mode. Well, wouldn't that hold true with the other foods? Why can we split them up and can't split up the category threes? Well, if you go a little over on your ones and your twos and your sevens because you tried to put too many elements on that plate, it's still not that big of a deal. Don't tell anybody I told you that. But I'm not as worried about that. Harder for the body to take those categories and turn them into fat, even when you overeat them. Not that I'm suggesting you overeat them. That might not cause you to gain weight, but it will cause you to stall your results. But when it comes to complex carbs and category 5 fruit, the best ideal is to pick 1 from that category per meal, if you're going to even have those categories. Because if you don't control your portions precisely with category 3s and 5s, you're going to be in trouble. Because the sweet spot is 20 to 30 grams of fruit or 20 to 30 grams of carbohydrate. Again, if you're following our portion rule, you don't have to do all that. I'm just telling you the science behind it. When you get over 30 grams of carbohydrates, complex carbs, or fruit, you got a problem. You're not going to lose body fat efficiently. So it's just best to choose 1 item from category 3 or 5 and then combine the right items with that. Travis, you're losing me. I'm new here. Well, then tune out. I'm just trying to open your mind to the future of your lifestyle, you and your lifestyle. So if you're getting confused, tune out and go watch those daily doses. This stuff's going to make more sense when you understand the basics of the program. Next, frequently asked question. What is coach mode? What is coach mode? Coach mode is a website feature. It's in the journal, and there's a button in your journal that you can click on that turns on coach mode. Now, what this was meant to do is give you a template for success. If you're struggling with finding the right template for success, what coach mode does, instead of giving you the autonomy to come up with your own meals and own combinations, it begins to teach you the bulletproof shield by default. Meaning, the open boxes in the journal where you can type in your meals become drop-down boxes. So if coach mode is on, you don't get to put in any meal. It's not an open-ended opportunity for you to combine meals yourself. You must select a meal from the drop-down box list, and it's a list of meals that ensure fat loss. If you have, again, you're submitting, and it's on the honor system, but if you submit to coach mode and you select the specified portion and the meal from the drop list, and that's what you're focusing on, then you're going to lose weight faster with coach mode on than you would off, because it's going to be meals that help you lose weight. You do that for your meals during the day. Each time you eat a meal and save a meal that's in the drop-down box list, a timer comes up in your journal. And until that timer expires, you're not supposed to eat again. So I eat breakfast at 8 a.m., and I ate a breakfast, an egg white omelet, that was in the drop-down box list. So then the timer shows up, and it's not going to allow me to eat again until 2 p.m. So it even helps you learn what the proper timing is for your meals. You just don't have as much autonomy. Again, it's a journal. Can't make you do anything, but if you submit to the rules of coach mode, you'll lose weight faster. You can lose weight in half the time if you're eating coach mode meals. Same weight in half the time if you're eating coach mode meals spread out at the right distance every day. You'll lose weight at blazing speed if you use coach mode right. You'll also hear us talk about coach mode meals. That's those meals in the drop-down box list, and there are even more. These meals have a high thermic effect, and not only are they low calorie and filling, they help you lose weight twice as fast. So that's where that term comes from, coach mode meals. Travis, where do I go to watch the live classes? Why aren't there more live classes? There's tons of live classes. You may not know where to find them. So let me give you right now our current, we're working on this to make it easier, but the current live class schedule is www.travismartin.tv. www.travismartin.tv. That's your live class schedule. And as you'll see, there's plenty, more than you'll want to attend. And they're great. The live classes is where it's at. You can watch the recorded versions of them if you can't make the live class time. But the live classes where we can interact together, ask questions, share together, that's the best place to learn the program as you're watching the recorded daily doses. The live class schedule, again, is travismartin.tv. Always look at the classes, the class titles, figure out which ones you want to participate in that you think will be most meaningful to you, one or all of them, and you'll need to click the class graphic, because some classes do not require registration. Some classes do require registration. And that's that. One more question. How do I sign up for text notifications about classes? That one's an easy one too. We send out texts daily notifying folks of class times. We want to keep this type of conscious. Remember, it's just a text. You got to do something with that text. I will go on and tell you that a lot of people, when they get a couple of these a day, that they get upset. They don't want two a day. They want one a day. Well, here's the thing. If you sign up, it's a notification service and a motivation service that is attempting to get you in class and keep your weight loss goals on your mind as life is getting in your way. So obviously we're going to send those texts out to for those people that want them, want to get their life back, and maybe during the day you've just kind of gotten lost in the sauce of life, forgot about your goals, and you're about to have a letdown and have a holiday, and then boom, you get a text and it reminds you of your goal. And it gets you back in class so that somebody can say something that gets you back on the tracks before it gets off the tracks. To sign up for that service, you just text the word Mayday, M-A-Y-D-A-Y, no spaces, Mayday, to 31996. Text Mayday to 31996. That's all I've got today. I do want to close and say this. Let me encourage you to get started. The Bible says life is... It actually asks this question. We misquote it a lot. It says, is life even a vapor? It doesn't say it's like a vapor. It says, is it even a vapor? It's gone by so fast, isn't it? Are you ready to get down to the business of living, of feeling good about yourself, of coming back to the Lord and saying, you know what, I'm going to follow what that scripture says. I'm going to eat and drink unto you, Lord, everything I do unto you. I am not my own. It's my reasonable service to take care of my temple. Are you ready to come back to the Lord and get that done? Well, Travis, if it's doable, I would. What could be more doable? You can eat at fast food restaurants. We have an immense fast food library. You can eat at family-style restaurants. You can shop at your local grocery store. You can eat quick items that are prepackaged. You can make recipes at home. You can do this vegan style. You can do this gluten-free style. You can do it while you're pregnant. You can do it when you're training for a marathon. You can do it when you're trying to go to the gym and live. It doesn't matter what your lifestyle's like. Shibboleth isn't about being a vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, a meat eater, a caveman. It's about controlling blood sugar through proper food combinations. You can do that plant-based or meat-based. But you must control your blood sugar in order to lose weight. And you must have self-discipline to eat in a moderate fashion. And you must have goals that are on the wall, on the fridge. This life, it ain't that you're weak that I tell you you need your goals on the fridge, on the pantry, on your nightstand. It's not you're weak. We all are weak and undone without Christ, but we've got great strength when we're walking in step with Christ. The problem is you live in a culture obsessed with self-indulgence. Lot, his righteous soul, his believing soul, was vexed unto death because of him being surrounded with a culture that had turned its back on what was right. And his soul was vexed. And the only hope for him was for God to get him and his family out of that place. Well, one day after a while, God's going to get us out of this place. Right now, we're here. And we're supposed to be living an abundant life. And the Church of the Living God is the most sick people in the USA. The least healthy people in the USA. Why would anybody want what we got? Those of us in the church. And it's because we're living like they're living. And it doesn't have to be this way. It's more enjoyable and more pleasure to eat breakfast for the Father, lunch for the Son, and dinner for the Holy Spirit. much more enjoyable, to feel a sense of accomplishment, for your life to have more meaning than just how can I entertain myself with food all day. We have an opportunity to become uncommon again and live an uncommon life before people that need this. I see people the other day, was walking, getting my steps in downtown St. Augustine, and some brethren said, "Can we talk to you for a minute?" They don't know me from Adam. And I had some minutes. I said, "Sure, what's up?" And they said, "I see you walking around down here downtown. Where you been?" And I said, "I'm getting my steps in." And they said, "You ain't been in the bars or drinking?" And I said, I laughed, and I said, "No." And they said, "Oh, you don't go to bars?" And I said, "What are you calling a bar?" I said, "I don't know of a restaurant that don't have," I knew where they were going. I said, "I don't know of a restaurant that has a bar anywhere, or that doesn't have a bar anywhere. Every restaurant has a bar." "And you know what we're saying." I said, "No, I don't know what you're saying. But what are you saying?" "Well, you need Jesus." And I said, "Well, I already got Jesus." And we began to go back and forth. And I said, "I appreciate what you men are trying to do." Well, and I did. I meant that. I said, it's hard to do what y'all are doing. It takes a lot of courage. And we had a good time talking about the Lord for a few minutes. And then they was talking about all the heathens around. "Look at this heathen. Look at that heathen." And I gently pointed out to both of them when they asked what I did, I'm a weight loss and wellness coach. Well, it got quiet because both these gentlemen, each one of them, a deacon in their respective church, they were at least 100 pounds each overweight. Do you hear what I'm saying? I know it's going to tick somebody off. At least 100 pounds overweight. But they down there preaching to people, whether those people are drinking too much or in moderation, they preaching at people that ain't going to hear their witness when they're not healthy themselves. Now, it'd be different if they said, "We're 100 pounds overweight, brother, but we're getting it under control." They didn't seem to have any desire to get that under control. And I said, "I got a program that can help you." They weren't interested. 100 pounds overweight at least for each one. And we're going, we cannot have the same impact and the same witness when we come across as somebody judging others and telling them, you know, "Do you know you're going to hell if you don't have Jesus in your life?" But you're sitting there not saying that they were going, not saying that. I don't tell anybody they're going to hell. You could tell me that you're an atheist and I'm not going to tell you you're going to hell, because the Bible says it's only the fool that says in their heart that there is no God. Sometimes people just mad and they hurting and they say, "I don't believe in God." Well, that don't mean that you're going to hell when you say with your mind. You disagree, I know. But the Bible says in one's heart. Sometimes, see, God knows the heart. God knows what people's been through. There's a lot of people that say they don't believe, but in their heart, they believe. They believe. And that's what it's all about. My point is this. If we're going to talk the talk, let's walk the walk. And if you think being 100 pounds overweight means, you know, you're not drinking, you're not watching the porn, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, you know, all these things that we know are labeled as sin, you're not doing that, but and that makes you right with God, but you sitting there and you got 10 prescription medications in the medicine cabinet and you're 100 pounds overweight and you ain't doing nothing about it, there's a separation between you and God. There's a separation between you and the life you're living now and the life that God would have you live. Fix it. Fix it. And watch your ability to witness for the Lord go to and through the stratosphere. Why? Because it's not your words that people will listen to. It's not words that people hear. It's what thus saith the Spirit of God. The word spirit itself means enthusiasm. And if you lose weight and you feel better and have more energy, your enthusiasm is going to be through the roof. And now your words will have more meaning and people will be attracted to what you got. It's not what we say, it's what we do. Well done, is better than well said. That's all I got for you today. I've enjoyed connecting with you. I'll see some of you tonight for the 6 o'clock class. If you want to register for it, go to travismartin.tv. We'll be talking about void replacements. We're going to go over a list of foods that will replace all of those past comfort foods and help you still lose weight. God bless y'all. We'll see you next time.